the life of the arts. Far from being an interruption, a distraction in the life of a nation, is very close to the center of a nation's purpose and is a test of the quality of a nation's civilization. That is why we should be glad that the interest of the American people in the arts seems at a new high. So wrote John Kennedy, for he had a clear understanding of what art could mean in the life of a community, for the soul of a nation. If more politicians knew poetry and more poets knew politics, I am convinced the world would be a better place in which to live, he said, and that our national strength matters. But the spirit which informs and controls our strength matters just as much. When power narrows the areas of man's concern, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of his existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses, for art establishes the basic human truths which must serve as the touchstones of our judgment. to an America which will not be afraid of grace and beauty, which will protect the beauty of our natural environment, which will preserve the great old American houses, squares, and parks of our national past, and which will build handsome and balanced cities for our future. I look forward to an America which will reward achievement in the arts as we reward achievement in business or statecraft. I look forward to an America which will steadily raise the standards of artistic accomplishment and which will steadily enlarge cultural opportunities for all our citizens. And I look forward to an America which commands respect throughout the world, not only for its strength, but for its civilization as well. These were the words and visions of a president of the United States, whose name was John Fitzgerald Kennedy.